Good morning, boys and girls. Come on down, it's time for children's story. You break them in young.
Yes.
Wow. Well, good morning. They're still coming. Come on down. Well, from this side all the way over to this side. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, that was good. I like that. Try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
A little better. A little better. Good morning. Well, that was a little better. Try one more time. Blow me back there. Come on. Hit it. Come on. Fill those lungs. Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning.
I knew you had it in you. I knew it. Well, I have a story for you today, and I couldn't think of any other story but about myself. How many of you like baseball? Oh, I have some girls. I have some girls raising there. Good, good. I was in Bakersfield Adventist Academy. You know where that is? Where is it? It's up there. Yeah, I went there for school, and I was a... How many of you are in high school? How many of you are in high school? Come on, don't be bashful. Raise your hands. You can be 35 and in high school. That's true. Okay, I was in high school, and they have P.E., and you have to play certain things in P.E., so we played football and basketball, and it was baseball time. Oh, boy, and you would pick up that glove. I'd pick up my glove, and up the ball would go, and I'd catch it. It's called softball. We didn't have hardball, so it was softball, and, you know, we chose teams, and I'm on a team, and... Okay, batter up. And the pitcher would pitch the ball. And the batter would try to hit it. Oh, boy. The ball would come, and I can't hit it in the church because we don't have any mitts out there. But there it went, and the ball would go, and I'd be out in the outfield. The ball would come, and oh, boom, got it. You're out. One away, two away, three away, and the game was going on. We had team A and team B, and I was on team A. And boys and girls, it was close. The score, I don't remember, but it was close. And I had my friend, and he was on the team, and it was his turn to bat, boys and girls. And, he picked up the bat, and the pitcher's over there. Can I use you? Yeah, you, Dad. You're the pitcher. And my friend was up to bat, boys and girls. Oh, and I'm sitting there. I said, great, you can do it. Great, you can hit it. You can hit it. And the pitcher pitches the ball. Pitched the ball. And Greg hits it. And it was a little dribbler, which meant it didn't go too far and it didn't go too fast. And he took off running to first base, boys and girls, and he's running. And the outfielder came in, or the infielder came in, and he grabbed the ball, and with one powerful throw, whoosh, bam, the ball was caught by first base person, and out Greg was. And I'm sitting over there, and I said, you're going to have to forgive me, because I have to do this. I said, oh, my God. And guess what? There was someone listening. The P.E. coach. And he said, what did you say? And I said, I repeated it. And he said, go to the principal's office. And I said, wait a minute. I've never been to the principal's office. What did I do? What did I do wrong? And I left the field. And I started walking to the principal's office. I had never been to the principal's office, boys and girls. I was a good person, I thought. And as I walked, I began to think about what was going on. And I walked, and pretty soon I'm down the hill and into the academy, and I go to the principal's office. And then it dawned on me, boys and girls, what I had done. What do you think I did wrong? Yes. Aha. She got it. I used my Savior's name in vain. And I sat down and I went, oh, I don't know what I will do. And I sat there in the principal's chair, and the principal wasn't there, and I looked around the office, you know. I didn't see any paddles, so I was okay, you know. So I sat there, and in walks the principal, Mr. Larson, and he sat down. He said, "Do you know the reason why you're here?" And I said, "I think I do." He goes, "We don't use his name in vain." Now, I want the audience to help me out here. I want you to tell me if I do something wrong. You have to listen, because you're going to have to correct me. I use God's name in vain. There's a place in the Bible, one of God's Ten Commandments, that says something. Is it number one, audience? Is it number two, audience? That was a weak no. Is it number four? Is it number five? Let's ask the audience this question. What's number six? Oh, that was weak. Thou shalt not kill. Yes. Oh, okay, and five. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't count right now, but five. And then six. What is the commandment that says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain"? Does any of you know? Shh. Are they right? Yeah. Three. Boys and girls, everything we do, look at the commandments. We don't take his name in vain. We don't kill. We don't steal. If we follow his commandments, boys and girls, our lives will be healthy and beautiful, and you'll never have to sit in a principal's office. Okay, before you go, we have lamb's offering today. So the lamb's offering is going for Pathfinders. So come by and pick up your bucket. Yes, before you go, let's have a little prayer, okay? Shh. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to give you this offering, and give us the wisdom and the everything that you give us, Lord, that we will be like you and that we will love you throughout our lives. Amen.